This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry clinched the Democratic nomination yesterday, winning 9 of 10 primaries and caucuses coast-to-coast. In the Super Tuesday voting, Kerry won big in California, New York, Ohio, Massachusetts, Maryland, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. He won a narrower victory in Georgia and lost Vermont to the state's former governor, Howard Dean, who suspended his campaign for president 2 weeks ago. North Carolina Senator John Edwards did not win an event yesterday, and this afternoon in Raleigh he will announce he's dropping out of the race. Two other candidates, the Reverend Al Sharpton and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, generally scored in single digits, although Kucinich was in the high teens in the Minnesota caucuses. For Kerry, yesterday's victories marked the end of the nomination fight and the beginning of an 8-month general election battle with President George Bush. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
With no remaining serious rivals in the race, John Kerry is now the certain Democratic Party nominee for president. His victory party was in Washington, D.C., where he made a detour from the campaign trail to cast a rare vote on the Senate floor for gun control measures.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to voters from coast to coast who have truly made this a Super Tuesday. Thank you very, very much.
Just an hour earlier, North Carolina Senator John Edwards had all but conceded defeat to Kerry.
He's run a strong, powerful campaign. He's been an extraordinary advocate for causes that all of us believe in. More jobs, better health care, a cleaner environment, a safer world. These are the causes of our party. These are the causes of our country, and these are the causes we will prevail on come November.
Although he didn't say so in his remarks last night, Edwards bowed to political reality and decided to end his campaign after winning only one primary in his native state of South Carolina. Today, Edwards will return to North Carolina and formally withdraw his candidacy. Just 3 days ago, Kerry and Edwards had engaged in their most aggressive exchanges in a debate in New York City, and there had been several press reports about the lack of warmth between the two men. But last night, both Kerry and Edwards went out of their way to demonstrate a show of affection and unity that raised the hopes of the many Democrats who say they want to see a Kerry-Edwards ticket in the fall. The two men spoke on the phone, and the Kerry campaign took the unusual step of allowing television cameras to record Kerry, his wife, and supporters watching with approval Edwards' speech on television.
A remarkably gracious, powerful, generous statement by John Edwards tonight. There is no question that John Edwards brings a compelling voice to our party, great eloquence to the cause of working men and women all across our nation, and great promise for leadership for the years to come.
Edwards was a charismatic campaigner with plenty of Southern charm, good looks, and an ability to connect with ordinary Americans. Many Democrats credit Edwards with forcing Kerry to improve his own style on the stump and shed a lot of the oratorical flourishes that are more effective on the Senate floor than the campaign trail. With Edwards out, Kerry had nothing but praise for his former rival.
For months, John Edwards has been our competitor. But first of all and always, for Teresa and me, John and Elizabeth are our friends. He is a valiant champion of the values for which our party stands.
Kerry also praised Howard Dean, the candidate who gave Kerry his toughest competition of the year before his own candidacy imploded. Kerry said that Dean was a great voice for the party, who had brought disenfranchised voters into the process. Last night, Dean, who suspended his own campaign 2 weeks ago, won his first primary in his home state of Vermont, where Kerry didn't compete and where Edwards was not on the ballot. Exit polls show that Kerry won with voters across the board and that electability, the perceived quality that has given him so much momentum this year, was still the dominant concern. In Ohio, car salesman Reginald Larkin said he voted for Kerry because he has the best chance of winning in the fall.
He has a good record in Congress. He has a good military history, and I think he's going to take us back to the prominence we used to have. Because at one time, we were respected in this world. And after George Bush and how he's alienated our allies, and I believe started a war that we didn't have to have,
Edwards was hoping his Southern roots would convince voters that he could beat Bush by helping Democrats in a region where they rarely do well. That argument did convince Ohio college student Scott Gray.
One, he's from the South, and the South is important currently in our election schemes, and I think he'll draw a larger proportion of the Southern vote. Number two, I believe that Kerry is vulnerable on a number of issues than Edwards is not. Kerry's a little bit too liberal for America on the whole, I think.
But that wasn't enough for Edwards. Even in Georgia, the only Southern state to vote last night, Democrats like Tom Hills and his wife Susan voted for Kerry.
We both like John Edwards a lot. We think he's got a lot of charisma, you know. But we think that Kerry is the man who can beat George Bush in 2004, which is the most important thing right now, because Bush, of course, waged a preemptive war, ruined a budget surplus, created an enormous deficit, and did it all by cutting taxes for the wealthy. So we know that John Kerry's got more sense than that.
Andy Kohut, the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, said last night's exit polls showed that while Kerry won big margins with a broad cross-section of the Democratic base, Edwards did slightly better with Republicans and independents in the two open primaries, Ohio and Georgia.
We're seeing more of the same. Kerry, in most places, just winning overwhelmingly. Not losing any significant groups. In Ohio, for example, which he did so well, he won every major group except the small percentage of independents, where about 25% were independents, and there Edwards had a small margin.
But Kohut said the issue Edwards used to draw the sharpest distinction between himself and Kerry, trade, did not help him, even in Ohio, a state hurt badly by the loss of manufacturing jobs.
Among the people who said that trade loses jobs for America, Kerry won by a very big margin. You know, trade is a non-controversial issue in these Democratic primaries. Most people don't think it serves the interest of American workers well, but it didn't seem to distinguish between Kerry supporters and Edwards supporters.
Overall, says Kohut, Democrats were satisfied with all their choices. Voter after voter told exit pollsters that they would have been happy with either leading candidate. This year, for a change, there is not a big debate about the direction of the Democratic Party. Democrats are unified and focused on just one goal, defeating George Bush.
There's no anti-Kerry vote. There was no residual resentment against Kerry for taking this. And we're not going to have a dissident wing of the Democratic Party as we go into the general election if we leave it right here.
For Kerry, that means the general election begins now. The Bush campaign will start advertising tomorrow in 17 battleground states. The first ads will be positive about the president's record and leadership. But last night, Kerry was focused on the ads that will follow, attacking him for flip-flopping on taxes, defense, and other issues.
Before us lie long months of effort and of challenge, and we understand that. We have no illusions about the Republican attack machine and what our opponents have done in the past and what they may try to do in the future. But I know that together we are equal to this task. I am a fighter.
Last night, Kerry received a congratulatory phone call from President Bush, who said he was looking forward to a spirited race. Kerry said that he and the president had a, quote, nice conversation. It may be the last one they have like that for a very long time. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.